Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 377 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 11th is write down three beliefs you hold which are detrimental to your life. Write down three statements which contradict those beliefs. In other words, these should be positive statements of encouragement and affirmation. For the next 7 days, read those three contradictory statements every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to bed to fill yourself up with encouragement and affirmation. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. I had planned to take today's challenge in a different direction, but recently I came across an article that has really struck me on several different levels. It was an article on ESPN.com about the winningest high school coach in America, Joe Gilbert, who at the age of 87 has been coaching at Barnsdall High School in Oklahoma for the last 66 years and isn't done yet. Gilbert was hired at Barnsdall as a PE and health teacher and coach of multiple sports at age 21 and has since amassed 801 wins in baseball, 649 in boys basketball, 1,140 wins in fast pitch softball, 922 in girls basketball, 395 in slow pitch softball, and 5 wins in football when he had to take over just before the season started because the coach suddenly took another job. Joe Gilbert has been married for over 50 years, and the couple has owned several bulldogs named Duke, but they never had any children of their own. However, they have had a tremendous impact over the years on the children of Barnsdall. The longtime coach had opportunities to leave the town of less than 2,000 people for bigger schools or college gigs, but he said, quote, "And then I looked, and I'd think, sports is sports wherever you're at," end quote. Gilbert is a great example of not being swayed away from what we feel our true calling and purpose are with the temptations of bigger and supposedly better. If seeking peace is about our journey to discover and live our purpose, it appears Joe Gilbert has been able to accomplish just that. He said, quote, "My goal was never just commitment to one school forever. I wasn't trying to prove anything. Just be happy doing whatever you're doing. I'm a lucky guy. I got to do what I liked," end quote. And if fulfillment comes through serving others and giving away our gifts and abilities, I think Gilbert has nailed it. One of his former players, Thomas Hall, said about Gilbert, quote, "I heard a person once say if you stick your finger down in a bucket of water and pull it out, it'll fill up. He's the one person I think if he sticks his finger in a bucket of water and pulls it out, there'll still be a hole that'll never get filled," end quote. So what does this story have to do with today's challenge of changing the detrimental beliefs we hold into beliefs of encouragement and affirmation? As I have reflected on this article and my own situation and experiences, I see that sometimes when we hear a story about someone like this, we realize what greatness as a teacher and a coach really look like, and that maybe some of the beliefs we hold are really more detrimental than we think they are. 4 years ago, I was fired as the high school basketball coach in my hometown after 9 seasons. My vision was that I would coach there forever, well, at least until retirement, and probably before I was 87 years old like Joe Gilbert. In the last 4 years, I've moved to a new community and been an assistant coach. I've not coached for 2 years, and am coaching 6th grade basketball this year. I'd considered getting out of education a few years back after I was fired, but this year I've been rejuvenated and the story of Joe Gilbert has reminded me that it doesn't matter where or what level you teach or coach at. It only matters why you coach. So how about you? Can you write down three beliefs you hold which are detrimental to your life? Can you write down three statements which contradict those beliefs? For the next 7 days, can you read those three contradictory statements every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to bed to fill yourself up with encouragement and affirmation? Our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment are all about making sure the vision we have and the dreams we pursue line up with the principles of our integrity and fall in line with the purpose we were created for and the work we were called to do. Joe Gilbert has found peace and fulfillment for the last 66 years in a tiny Oklahoma town, and you and I can do the same no matter where we are, because seeking peace and fulfillment will help us increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give our students and athletes a better version of ourselves every day.